Welcome to AvWeb Audio for Friday, November 10th, 2006. Brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. Cessna is in full force at AOPA Expo this week, where it is highlighting a new light sport airplane and next-generation piston mock-up to the show. AvWeb caught up with Cessna Chairman, President, and CEO Jack Pelton on the Palm Springs Convention Center floor to talk about the company's new-generation piston airplanes.
At the AOPA Expo this year, we really brought our full line of products, and that line's changed significantly since last year because it includes our LSA proof of concept airplane all the way up through our CJ. We have a customer CJ3 that's here. The new fully certified Mustang that's yesterday received certification for flight into known icing is here, and we had the next generation piston cockpit mock-up concept in our booth. And we had for our dealer meeting the actual airplane here, so it's been a busy expo for us. Very exciting being able to show the breadth of products.
Pelton believes the LSA makes sense for Cessna.
The market is there. I mean, the excitement was created at Oshkosh and certainly validated that there's going to be plenty of buyers for that airplane. So our real hard work right now is we're not even spending any additional time on market validation. We're already convinced that the market's there. I think, as I mentioned in the press conference, one of the most significant validations was through our own Cessna Pilot Centers and what they are willing already to commit in the way of purchasing this product if we were to bring it to market. So the market's there. Now we've got the hard work of getting the configuration right and right being finalized, which I would characterize this as probably 70% there with the configuration, and then working the real hard analytics on how do we get it built for under $100,000.
But with Cessna's higher overhead, will the company have saved costs by having dealers assemble the airplanes?
We don't have any final concept plan on the building of the airplane other than the world's wide open, the playing field's wide open. But as far as the final assembly and delivery, we need to control that very carefully. So that's something we've got to be We got to analyze very carefully. I would go on the record saying my personal preference would be to not have dealers putting it together because I can't control the quality that comes out.
Would you authorize?
That's a potential. I mean, yeah, that's a potential. Is can you control it through maybe four or five locations versus opening it up to anybody? The LSA as a market was really established with foreign manufacturers delivering kit-type airplanes. As Cessna, we don't have that luxury because of the product liability rules in the United States, so we've got to make sure we kind of go above and beyond what the other competing products in that market can afford to do that we cannot.
Pelton believes the LSA can be done inexpensively.
Our target price is something south of $100,000, and that's the what the team's off trying to work. I originally said I want to see it for $80,000 because you got to give them a good challenge. And they're coming back and saying, well, let's look at the trades of types of value that we put in it relative to avionics selection, relative to engine, relative to what standard in the airplane. Because we want to have the ideal situation would be a single product that's standard, out the door, cookie cutter that meets all markets.
While the LSA is just one design, the NGP project is intended to spawn a family of airplanes.
You know, at Cessna, when you look at any of our product launches, we always launch products with the consideration of an entire family. One, we believe that gives us a leg up in the marketplace, but two, also doing that type of engineering up front makes the additional family members come along a lot less expensive than the initial investment. And a lot of manufacturers who can't afford to do that then get kind of stuck because the next chunk of investment is pretty significant. So we've gone into this with a family concept. We're trying to optimize, what is the smaller end of the family versus the upper end without compromising too many of the members, but that's the full intent going into the NGP. We haven't finalized the total family quantity, but we've looked at an initial concept that said at a minimum there should be three. Right now we've got two, very well defined. Does it go three and more? Is it a concept that, again, with minimal investments, could go who knows where? I mean, it could go to a turboprop. It could go a variety of places.
Taking a look at the NGP mock-up at AOPA Expo, it's clear that the aircraft interior resembles that found in luxury automobiles.
That and, we've worked really hard with collecting voice of the customer, and people want the comfort levels in the cabin to be different than what they have today. While an Cessna interior is functional and comfortable, there's been a lot of innovations that the auto market has brought that we think should be transferred over into our industry that people expect. The seats we have in there have very much those automotive type feet. When we're looking at all that, but again, the big issue will be cost and weight and how much do you load it up with those features. Probably most importantly is to have better styling and better convenience of locations of pockets and places that make the airplane more functional than today.
The company is exploring various engines for the LSA and the NGP models.
The Rotex we're only looking at for the LSA. For the NGP, we're flying it today with an existing Lycoming product. Tielert has said that they're developing some larger displacement engines that we certainly will look at for consideration. Initially, where we are today is speed to market is going to be most important, so we'll go with what can get us there quickest, and then we have accounted for future engine developments to be able to incorporate those into the airplane at later dates.
Pelton said the NGP will be easy to operate.
We believe an electronic engine control needs to be put on that airplane. We're working with engine manufacturers to see if they can meet our timeline to get to market with that, but long term we want to simplify as much of flying as we can, similar to what we've done with the Mustang and similar to what we've done when you look at the new Garmin 700 autopilot that we're putting in our single engines for 2007. Those all take reduced pilot workload, and that will certainly be the goal with NGP.
Pricing for the next generation piston hasn't yet been established.
We haven't talked range. We know it just needs to be market, the market-based pricing relative to the competitive airplanes in its class. So this is an airplane that's going to be full of value, and it's going to come with a representative price. We're not trying to make it a low price play into the market.
Pelton has an aggressive timeline for the two projects.
We've quoted on the NGP as saying that from program launch, it's about an 18-month certification, and then you have to ramp up production subsequent to that. LSA is probably on a very similar timeline and probably done quicker, but that's probably a safe parameters to talk about.
Cessna staying with traditional aluminum for the LSA.
The reason we looked at aluminum was we wanted to look at minimizing the amount of capital investment in hard tooling. So with the aluminum concept that we're looking at is called matched hole drill, which is nothing new. As a matter of fact, Luscombe used it years ago, and Vans uses it very effectively in their kits. What that allows you to do is be able to have subcontractors build a lot of the parts without having to make capital investments in hard tooling, because it can be done basically on the bench. So aluminum is the best material for that. When you get into composites, it does take some pretty significant capital investments in hard tooling. So that trade we looked at and decided aluminum was the best answer for the LSA.
But it is exploring composites for the NGP.
We've looked at the whole gamut of different composite types, and I am certainly probably the least informed on composite technology. But I do know that the existing proof of concept airplane was built with a resin transfer molded composite technology. And we've, the guys are all looking at all the various trades and costs with the concern being it's going to be high rate production, not high rate relative to other industries. But for our industry, you look at this airplane, you have to consider 1,000 to 2,000, potential annual build and make sure you have a technology that can get you that kind of throughput.
And finally, will the Cessna next generation piston be a Cirrus killer?
I'm not sure how the term Cirrus killer came about. I, in some ways, I do know. It was internal into marketing as to dealing with the fact that Cirrus has garnered a good share of the market, and that's really what the term was about, is that we needed to refresh in our product line and bring something out that would regain our market position and market lead. And it wasn't, it got construed into performance characteristics, materials, everything you can imagine. And that's certainly not what when you hear the term Cirrusco, it's getting Cessna back to being the market leader in all phases of single engine.
You've been listening to a conversation between AvWeb's Chad Troutfeder and Cessna's Jack Pelton at AOPA Expo this week. Thanks, Chad. Great job. For more in-depth coverage of the AOPA Expo, just log on to avweb.com. Thanks for listening to today's audiocast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Today's report was sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for more audio on Monday, November 13th. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.